It's been 9 days since doctors removed the feeding tube from Terry Schiavo, the brain-damaged Florida woman. Today, the crowd standing vigil at her hospice became more agitated. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on the scene there.
The Pinellas County Police have increased their presence here in the last few days. Everyone who pulls up to Woodside Hospice now has to stop at a police checkpoint first.
Can I see your ID, ma'am?
At 11 o'clock this morning, it became clear why. Nearly every day since Terry Schiavo's feeding tube was removed, protesters have been arrested, trying to bring food and water to her in the hospice. But last week's arrests were generally a peaceful ritual, organized with the help of police. Today, the scene became angry and nearly violent. The Reverend Patrick Mahoney, who's been one of the main organizers of this protest, tried to settle the crowd down.
Okay, let's just be quiet, let's just be prayerful.
They would have none of it.
Give Terry water! Give Terry water!
Donna Rogers of Atlanta says she thinks these protesters give her cause a bad name.
We have a couple of crazies, you know, and I'm sorry. It's bad for the testimony of Christ.
Extremist rhetoric has become more prominent in the last few days. One man holds a campaign sign for Governor Jeb Bush. He's drawn a swastika over it. Many of the protesters blame the governor for not taking custody of Terry Schiavo. Another man named Edward leans on a card table drawing a picture. It shows Terry Schiavo in a pink dress looking at a balloon saying, "I thirst." She's nailed to a cross.
You have a government, an innocent person being bounced from court to court to court. And everybody's washing their hands and saying, "This is not my problem." Well, I think it is their problem.
It's everybody's.
I think it's all of our problem.
Last night, Bob Schindler, Terry Schiavo's father, thanked the crowd for their presence here, but asked them to please go home. Some people complied. Others simply moved their Easter plans to the front of Woodside Hospice.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, et Kakana Adonai. Let us praise and lift him high, El Shaddai.
Janet Spear of Birmingham, Alabama, decided to remain here despite the Schindler's wishes.
If she dies, it's imperative that she not die alone. That's why I'm still here.
Regardless of whether the protesters stay or go home, Terry Schiavo will not die alone. Hospice workers have been caring for her ever since her feeding tube was removed 9 days ago. Hospice representatives have said they wish the crowd of protesters and media would just go home and let the employees of Woodside Hospice tend to the dying in peace. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Pinellas Park, Florida.